right. Hey, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Seth with Hedgehog Media. Oh. Sorry, it's 6:30 in the morning.
It's all good. Yeah, we're doing this one 6:30 in the morning because we're busy and we have actual lives and we have commitments and things to do. But
podcast absolutely is our life. This is our life.
It's true. We listen to so many and we're doing this one.
This is our life. We wake up this early for you guys.
But my name's Derek Benson. I'm all the way in Navarre, Florida.
And I'm Seth. I'm all the way in Orlando, Florida.
And we're just two guys that talk about stuff. And what are we talking about today, Seth?
Oh, man. Let's start with the NBA playoffs. What happened to James Harden the other day?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. He quit. He no-mossed it.
He said, I'm over this, and just lost.
Has anybody heard from him?
No, I saw a video on Instagram of him out somewhere, and there was like some dude that like just liked him, and that was it. So
that was insane. Okay, for the people that don't know, the Spurs and the Rockets were playing against each other in a 7-game series. And the Spurs went ahead by one game, so it was 3-2, and they were going back to Houston to play Game 6. And everybody thought this was going to be an intense series, might go to a Game 7 because they think the Rockets can win at home, real big thing. James Harden is their star player, and he is in the running to be MVP for the season. And he played horribly. He didn't try. He let layups go by him. It was insane. He just gave up. And
he did the no-look pass and threw it into the stands. I mean,
nobody knows why. He didn't get a point the first quarter.
I know why. He didn't want to play anymore. He's over it. Like, and this series wasn't very good. Every game, there was like a 20-30 point differential. It wasn't a very good series. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Like, I'm glad it's over because all that's going to happen is whoever was going to win that series was going to get swept by Golden State anyway. So it doesn't really matter. And I think James Harden knew that.
I don't know, man. Did you see game one of...
Yeah, I saw game one and I saw Kawhi Leonard go out and the Spurs just... die.
Yeah, because I mean, so, Kawhi Leonard is their defense.
Yeah, and he's done. I'm pretty sure he's not coming back.
Yeah, I don't think he'll make it back.
So the Spurs are done. Boston won last night. They're done. They haven't even started playing yet. And they're done.
But there's no way they're beating the Cavaliers.
So I saw a meme last night of I think it was Nene and John Wall like arguing on the court. It was like a picture of them arguing on the court. And Nene was like, I'm going to get swept by LeBron. And John Wall was like, no, I'm going to go get swept by LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you play against, like, notably, like, the best player in the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, the two best teams. I mean, I hate how the NBA has a monopoly on itself right now, which I guess to some extent it always has been this way. Yeah, you went from like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird to Michael Jordan to Kobe to now we have LeBron and the Golden State Warriors. So we've really always had a monopoly on the league, but these are just the two. I mean, they still had those teams I mentioned in the past still had competition. Now nobody can touch these other two teams.
Oh, no.
Like the Cavs and the Warriors, I mean, these are just practice games for them. So, I don't know. It's kind of disheartening, but I think it's going to be a good finals. And I really, really hope it ends up being the Cavs and the Warriors because I don't think, you know, the Spurs. Come on, who wants to see the Spurs?
My dad. My dad wants to see the Spurs. He likes seeing the old men win.
I like Greg Popovich a lot. And I think
I was surprised how well they were doing against the Warriors. I think if Kawhi didn't get hurt, they were going to...
They could have
won the whole thing there.
They could have won the game. Yeah, they could have won the game. Because they were up by 25 or 23 at halftime. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Wait, so what do you think is going to happen to Harden? Do you think he's done?
Oh, no. He's still one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, but... I mean, you're not going to... Like, you can't re-sign him for, like, super money now, right? If you're the Houston Rockets.
Oh, they're re-signing him for more. Oh, yeah, he's getting a huge contract.
Yeah, that's
his regular season stats, he averaged 32 points a game with 8 assists.
What's the point when you're going to give up in the postseason?
They got to... I mean, they got to go out and get somebody. They either got to get a really good draft pick or they got to sign a good free agent to support him. Because, I mean, he's the only guy on that team. I mean, they don't have anybody else on that team.
No, they got good shooters now. That offense.
Yeah,
is...
but they don't have... I mean, it's like LeBron back in the day. And James Harden is no LeBron, which is why he floundered out in that series as opposed to in the finals.
I don't know.
And LeBron didn't really flounder out. But you have to have a good team around you.
Oh, of course.
And I just don't...
One player can't do it in the NBA. Not anymore.
No, that's why he needs somebody. I mean, they tried it with Dwight Howard, and of course that didn't work out. So they gotta go out and get somebody. Paul George is a big free agent this year, who I'm praying and hoping goes to the Lakers. But he could end up in Houston. He'd be a good role player for James Harden.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, it'd be a good. He's a nice, quiet guy who gets the job done.
Speaking of prospects, how do you feel about Lonzo Ball?
I hate him. I hate him. I hate his, you know, and these are my big points here. Like, Lonzo Ball, like, is he, this is my question.
So explain who he is for everyone.
He is a superstar guard at UCLA who, I don't even know if he's that good. I just think he has a very loud dad. Like, that's my problem.
I do think the hype is a little extreme.
I mean, you see it with movies. Like, when has a movie that's been super hyped up ever been actually that good? You know?
The last time it happened was LeBron James, but that was years ago.
Same thing with same thing with prospects. When has a prospect that's ever been like, this is the next Michael Jordan actually ever come true outside of LeBron James? So, like, Lonzo Ball, I think he is obviously a very good player, or he wouldn't be talked about as, like, a top 3 or 2 draft pick in the draft.
I think
it's more of his dad than his talent, and I really hope that the Lakers don't. I actually am writing a letter that I'm going to try and post somewhere to the Lakers, begging them not to draft Lonzo Ball. Because I would like to see, there's so many other good players. There's Fox, there's Malik Monk. I mean, they need a guard. Those are 2 great guards right there.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I just am frustrated with the thought of him going to the Lakers. And I heard his dad say the other day, Lonzo's going to the Lakers. He's going to speak it into existence. So they're like... And see, that's a problem right there, is like, what other team is going to want to draft him? I mean, that's like an Eli Manning situation right there, you know?
Yeah, where it just becomes like, so toxic to go anywhere else that the Lakers will have to pick him.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, who the fuck is it? Who is his dad? Like, I don't understand who his dad is.
I don't know. When I started to hear about this story about the shoe contract stuff, I was just like, I'm not going to give this guy the time of day.
Well, did you hear what he said about his shoes? He charges $450 for shoes. And then he's like, well, when you own the business, you could charge whatever you want for them. Like, okay,
like,
that is true.
Okay.
But nobody's going to buy them.
No, I'm sure you got an economics degree in your 1 year of college.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you totally know how it works.
Yeah, what an idiot. Like, and the Lakers have always been, you know, a team that has a lot of drama around it. It's in LA.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the Hollywood thing.
Yeah, you know, but I just
look at the
really
Clippers.
Hope.
They can't
except for the
either.
except for the Clippers. But the Lakers are so much more of a storied franchise. I mean, they're like the greatest, besides them and the Celtics. I mean, they're the greatest franchise of all time. And they don't need that. They don't need that shit. They need to get good at playing basketball, and then maybe they can, you know, if Lonzo Ball was to come out and get them to the Western Conference Finals, which is not going to happen, then maybe, yeah. But he's not, you know, he's not Kobe. He's not LeBron. Like, yeah. you can't be talking shit, you know. And you're not even in the league yet.
My thing is, like, you can't say this stuff without being in the league. Like, I get you want to be drafted, and then you want to be drafted high. I get it, I do. But this is a bunch of fluff. There's a bunch of unsigned, undrafted guys that come to the NBA and crush it. You know what I mean? True talent is not indicative to that 1 year of college.
No, and in the biggest, I mean, you saw what happened against Kentucky. I mean, he sucked, like, on the biggest game of his life, probably. I mean, it had to have been the biggest game of his life to this point.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, he just sucked. Like, I don't know.
It's draft day today, right?
The lottery's today.
Lottery's today. Draft's later.
I think it's in a few weeks. I'm not exactly sure. I know the lottery's tonight, and I know the Celtics are going to, they're supposed to, by the numbers, they're supposed to get the first pick. I'm not sure how the NBA draft works. It's weird. Because
it's just confusing.
Is it confusing? I thought so. Because, the way they do it in the NFL is if you're the worst team, you get the first draft. You get first draft.
Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they don't keep it simple. The NBA, I read an article about this the other day. The NBA has done a really good job of making something that's incredibly boring fairly interesting. Because all you're doing is watching a bunch of rich dudes open up envelopes. You know, essentially what you're doing.
Basically.
So, you know, they've done a really, really good job of making that exciting. So, I don't know. We'll see. The Lakers should either get the second or third pick. And I can't remember who's. I don't know if the Celtics are projected first, and they're going to have
which is crazy because they're about to play for the Eastern Conference. But that's funny.
You know, whatever. That's how the NBA wants to do it. Good for them. They've made it work.
And they're going to continue to make it work because that is a money franchise right there. Like, they are just getting more and more money every year.
Do you think they're eventually going to get bigger than the NFL?
I do, but not in the way we
grown a lot.
Not in the way we think it will. I think United States wise, it will peak at some point, but it will expand its leagues in other nations because it's so easy to have. You just need a stadium, like a small one, mm-hmm. and you can have a basketball place. Like, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. If they can improve the popularity, I think it can be like a world sport. And then, you know how there's a World Cup every 4 years? We'll have a basketball thing.
Yeah. Well, you could see it in this past Olympics, like how, you know, the U.S. used to just, like, kill everybody. Like, there wasn't even, like, a contest.
And in this last Olympics, there's talent. There's talent out there, for sure.
In the last Olympics, Spain almost beat the U.S.
Spain, Greece, a couple other countries, but... There's a Chinese league. Mm-hmm. It's not just like it's a lot of players that don't quite make it in the NBA. They go to this Chinese league.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. They get great, and they get a lot of fans that come and everything. And I saw a little documentary on it. That's what's gonna project them forward.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL has tried a really long time to get other countries involved, right? Like, expand mm-hmm. their profit margin by putting it in other countries, but it never really worked out for the NFL.
Yeah.
But the NBA, it's already there. It's mm-hmm. just nobody knows about it here, and so their profit margin's only going to go way up because of that. They're going to be a global sport. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's enough sports talk. We've talked through sports.
Yeah, we talked enough NBA tonight. I mean, today, this morning. Sorry. I mean,
it's fine. Next week, we'll have a whole other story.
Yeah, we will.
That's the NBA playoffs, baby.
We will. But I'm tired this morning. And it's not just because I woke up at 5 a.m. It's because I was up all night watching Masters of None.
As you should.
Talk about how, I mean, where does that rank in shows in the past, like, 5 years that you've watched?
It's got to be in the top five.
Top five? It's so good.
It's so good. I don't even want to say it's a comedy show, because that puts an idea in people's head of how, like, comedy shows are, like sitcoms and things like that, yeah. And it's not. It's not that way at all. We'll put up a little spoilers thing here. We're gonna be talking about the show in detail.
Oh yeah, spoiler alert.
But I love the end of the first season when that came out. What was that? 2015?
It was last year.
No. The first season of Master of None, that came out like,
was it 2 years ago?
3 years ago.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I remember because I was listening to Bill Sims' podcast, and Aziz Ansari's was on it, and he was talking about how he can't... Well, he had to go do his show. He had to do Master of None Season 1, right? He pitched it, and Netflix loved it, and this was like real early when Netflix was just putting out shows. So he was one of the original shows. And I remember watching it as a couple years ago. And I was just like, what is this? And like, what are all these Netflix shows? And so I tried it out and I watched like two episodes of Master of None. And I was like, this is funny, but I don't know. I don't know about it. And then I watched like three more. And then there was five episodes left. And I was totally hooked in.
Yeah. And
the end of the first season is still one of my favorite, like, I don't know what they do. It's like a switcheroo to where you think he's going after the girl, and then it turns out he's going to Italy for himself.
Yeah. And then the way season two ended was just so, it was so awesome too.
So,
like,
so she stays, right? I don't know.
No, I think he's imagining it.
You think he's imagining it? I don't know. It's so left up for interpretation.
It really is. It really is. But here's my prediction. If they make a season three, she didn't stay. But if they just leave it where it is, she stayed. Well, because what's the point of making another season?
So to explain what this show really is about, it's about real life. There's no... It's the problems we deal with in real life all the time. There's just a funny twist on it, but there's nothing like too extreme. Like, and there's no fairy tale stuff that happens for Aziz. You know, if you deal with the relationships, these are like real relationship problems that you have to deal with in the show.
Yeah.
Case in point, the first scene in season one is... Aziz, like, what, he had like a broken condom, and he was just like, do we get the plan B pill? Like going through this whole like spiel with this girl that he was having a one night stand with, who eventually becomes his girlfriend, like later down the line for another reason. And just like, oh man, you don't think about it, but people really do deal with those problems. You know what I mean? Like that's some problems that people deal with. And it's just, that's an awkward moment, and they gotta explain how to do that. And so that's the show every single episode. And they just do a great job making you feel for Aziz. But so in season two, the premise is for him to get over his past girlfriend, find himself, and basically win over this girl that is engaged to her 10-year-long boyfriend that he met in Italy. And it goes great for Dev, kind of. And I don't know. So in the end of the season, she seemingly breaks up with her boyfriend that we don't, but we don't see that. And she ends up in bed with Dev, but it's very open for interpretation. You got to see it. And I don't know if she stayed. I don't know if she really did.
I don't think she did. I think she left. I think he imagined it, and
which is a shame because I like them together. It's just
I like them together too. They seem like they had a good time. I don't know. I hate it for Aziz, man. I just feel like, yeah, I listened to him on Bill Simmons' podcast the other day, and he just sounded sad. So I think maybe he's just a sad guy in real life. And then, like,
yeah, I think he deals with some, like, emotional issues, but I think everybody does. I think that's what he wants to, like, tell everybody in the show.
Yeah, I guess.
So before I watched the show, I didn't know that that was, like, the Master of None is part of a quote that everybody knows, but nobody knows the whole quote. It's the, I'm the jack of all trades, master of none. I never knew, like, that was the second half of that quote.
I had no idea either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes me think about it.
Wow. Mind blown. It's
blown.
Like a paradox.
Yeah. Well, it sums it up great, where it's just like, yeah, I'm good at everything, but I'm never great at anything. And that's life. I mean, that's what people deal with on a regular basis.
Jack of all trades. So you do it all, but you're not good at any of it.
You're not great at it. You're the master of none.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wonder if... Wow. Interesting.
It just blew your mind. And that is the morning blow your mind speech.
Yeah. Now I have to go through my day with this. I need to go back to bed now.
I know. I've just rocked your world.
Yeah, you did. You did.
That's good. Well, so you think there will be a season 3?
I hope so. But I don't know. I'm kind of like, that was such an, you know, and maybe I watched it way too fast. But it was such an emotional roller coaster. One thing I wish they would do with more shows is I wish they would be 10 episodes, 30 minutes long each. Like, that is the perfect format.
That was a great pacing for that show.
An hour-long show, to me, is way too long now.
Like, yeah.
House of Cards comes out next week.
That's because we work.
Yeah, but in an hour, man, it's just so... Like, there was... See, episode 9 of season 2 was an hour. And I was like, holy crap, dude. Like, this is... Why did you do this? Like, this is way too long. So, yes. I think for everybody out there, if you're going to make a show... 10 episodes, 30 minutes long. And I think that differentiates you. Like, that's a good show. Because you can, like, condense everything you want to do. If it's still good, and it's only 30 minutes long, then you did a good job.
Well,
because you condensed a lot of stuff into a good show.
Yeah, and for me, for Netflix, if you're going to do a Netflix show and you're going to do this timing format, you know, they don't have to all be the same length of time, right? Like, nobody cares that they're all hour episodes. Like, you can have 30-minute episodes and then an hour episode for, like, a big event. Like, you don't have to make that format every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be nice.
I don't know. I really like the 10-episode thing. Like, now that I've experienced that, I don't ever want to go back to watching 20, 30-episode long.
I mean, look, we finished it in, like, a couple days, like, in our free time.
Finished it in 2 days. I'm not proud of it, but I finished. I finished, okay, actually, I went back and watched season one, so I finished season one and season two in 3 days.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
It's a great show, so I'm not going to harp on you on it.
You know, yeah, I feel like I deserve it because I haven't sat down and wasted a weekend on a Netflix show.
I haven't watched a Netflix show in a while, to be honest, like an actual Netflix show. So
I haven't either.
This has got me back into it a little bit, but it was fun.
I'm You know, I really like the way they do this. Like, I wasn't buying it for a while. They released a lot of stuff, like 13 Reasons Why. Like, I wasn't really digging that whole thing. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I didn't like the premise, so I wasn't going to. I don't want to watch a girl kill herself. But, like, now that I watch Master of None, I'm like, man, these Netflix shows are really good, man. And I'm really excited for the new season of House of Cards coming out next week.
Yep, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Really love the stand-up specials that they're doing every week. And yeah. I just think Netflix is rocking it again, man. Like, you know, and they always have been. I just haven't paid attention. But for me, they're rocking it again. So, yeah, excited to see the future.
Yep, they're killing it for sure.
Yeah, man. But so what are you doing this weekend? You got some exciting plans.
Yeah, I'm going to a festival.
Yeah, which one?
I'm going to Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores. So I'm going for a couple reasons. My friends are going. It's going to be super fun. We're all hanging out together. But I'm going to go see a couple artists I like. Weezer's going to be there. I'm going to enjoy that. Gonna rock out to Weezer. I'm going to go see Marshmello, Chance the Rapper, DJ Snake, and a couple other artists. So it will be a good show. It'll be a good show for sure. I went to last year's and that was really fun.
It's always good, man. Yeah, it's always a good show. I wish I was up there with you to
party. You got a wedding.
Yeah.
You seem excited. Yeah.
I'm actually not coming up for the wedding anymore. I'm just going to hang out down here.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to make the drive. Yeah.
What, how far is it? 8 hours?
8 hours. Well, it's like six.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just so boring. Oh, my God.
And you put that cruise control on, Seth, and you just go.
Just go to take a nap. Yeah. Put the cruise
control on. Eventually, we will with autonomous cars, but whatever.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, there we go. That's next week's podcast.
We'll talk about hey, our commute could be cut in half, and like no problem, just autonomous cars all the way.
You know, I fantasize about that a lot. I mean, I only have like a 10-minute commute to work every day, but it'd be so nice to like just turn on, you know, my car, tell it where I need to go, and just like, you know, check email or zone out for 10 minutes. Take a 10-minute nap, meditate, you know, whatever, just for 10 minutes while my car is taking work. Like, that's the dream.
That's the dream.
It's the dream, man.
All right. And we'll dream about it for a whole week and we'll talk about it next week.
we'll talk about the five things we would do in our autonomous car.
All right, buddy. I think that will do it for us. We've talked about everything we want to.
Yeah. Anything Thanks for else? Checking in, guys. Happy Tuesday, or whenever this goes up. Happy whatever day it is. And good morning from Podcast World. Have a great day. This is Seth from Hedgehog Media.
And this is Derek from Hedgehog Media. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye, guys.
All right.